Station 2.
Energy reduced by low energy lighting. Energy saving light bulbs use up to 80% less electricity than a standard light bulb, but produce the same or greater amount of light. Advances in technology mean that these bulbs come in a wide variety of sizes and shapes. Depending upon the degree of usage, these bulbs can last up to 10 times longer than the regular bulbs, saving time and energy on replacement. These particular lights should last approximately 5 years before they need to be changed. Lamps can also have reduced mercury content. Motion detectors to turn lights on and off in the interior rooms. This energy-saving system is used in rooms that are not occupied at all times during the hours of operation. The system will sense the motion of a person entering a room and switch the lights on for as long as the system detects movement and shut off after a period of no movement. Outdoor lighting is dark sky compliant. This system limits light pollution and means that the light will only be directed downward. No light shines upward or off-site, keeping the sky dark. Such compliance exists because communities feel that light shining into the neighboring properties is annoying, wastes energy, and obscures the night sky. Dark sky compliance reduces light pollution and sky glow, allowing people to view the stars more clearly without the sky glow. The first dark sky ordinance was put into effect in the 1970s in Tucson, Arizona, and has slowly grown since that time. Energy use is reduced by daylighting through large curtain wall windows that also filter 75% of the UV rays. Implementation of large curtain wall windows allows the highest resistance to water and air penetration. They are glazed from the scaffolding on the outside of the building. These windows work in conjunction with the lighting system, light shelves, shading and glare control, and properly sized HVAC and electrical systems. The goal is to be part of an entire system that keeps the interior environment consistent year-round and keep energy usage efficient and minimized. Windows are shaded in the main room. This allows light to be scattered throughout the room. This controls daylight penetration and reduces heat loss and/or heat gain through the windows. This also reduces glare. There are sensors on two of the panels that control the interior lighting, shutting off lights when the appropriate amount of light is present and turning on lights when needed. These may be manually overridden if necessary. Library actively practices recycling of paper, cardboard, plastics, and glass. There are collection containers placed throughout the library, and the library contracts with a recycler to pick up the materials from our building weekly, reducing the local impact on landfills. Library purchases supplies with recycled content. Many paper products used in the library, from the copiers to the restrooms, have recycled content. The other side of recycling materials is consistently purchasing replacement materials made of that recycled content. The first fundraiser done by our tweens group was the sale of pencils made from 100% of recycled newspaper. Proceed to Station 3, located near the display cases.